I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. And while you out there chanting that rally, browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on a Hummel that gets in my way. So I tell you what, when your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now, can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, your star players, Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and greasy host, Gemini Jackson, son of the Quantimino, with the model of the millennium, Brian McFly.
I'm gay.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
Hey, yo.
Joins us from the other side of the glory hole. Now, let's get this party started with Double X Quantimino. A paper coffee cup.
All right, so I'm sitting in this guy's office.
Sure.
And I look over at his printer, and he has this paper coffee cup tipped over on his desk, about to spill on his printer.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's right on the edge of the desk next to
the
printer.
It's not tipped over.
It's like,
it's dangling off
suspended on something.
Oh, it's tipped over. It's like on its side, and like the last little sip of coffee is like
about to spill out of the cup
even more.
It was quote unquote empty, but it had a little bit left in there.
Enough to get on the
printer. Backwash.
Yeah. So my stupid ass like calls him out on it. I'm like, hey, that's going to spill. And then he goes over to it and he goes, it's fake.
Oh.
Oh, you got got.
You got got.
I got got.
You got got by the
well,
oldest
fucking Spencer's
book.
Prank.
It's
I
not
know.
Even Spencer's, man. This is grandma,
and
grandpa.
Then he follows
shop.
It up with like, it gets a couple people every other day.
Yeah, there's a couple. Yeah. There's a couple fucking dumbasses that come in.
There's
here.
A couple people who care too much about bullshit. Just let me have my spilled cup.
Yeah, but what is that really? I'm the kind. I would. Wouldn't you want?
Yeah,
people,
where are you guys at with spilled cups?
If I have a spilled cup or something that's about to spill, I want someone to tell me what's this.
Yeah.
What's the test?
Yeah,
Arthur's right. Arthur's a
bottle,
good guy.
Yeah.
Is that the test? Are you a good guy or are you not a good guy? Jim and I would fail.
I would not say anything about it. I'm like, hey, that's probably fake. That's between Jesus and him.
Jim and I does respect other people's
boundaries.
He goes, yeah, that ain't my business.
I ain't trying to know too much if you know what I mean.
Yeah, because you like to say when there's like a domestic violence situation,
DVDs.
You like to say keep it in the house.
Uh-huh.
Living in the household.
Listen, we're a
that's
family.
That's not my business.
Listen, yeah, you keep that to yourself. Hey, ain't you got a spouse to talk about that with?
Yeah, why doesn't she complain about the spouse hitting her to her spouse?
Yeah.
See what he says. Anyways.
You are I got too real too fast.
Sorry, cut it, J-Mark.
Burrito, are you telling this guy that he's got a spilled coffee cup?
It depends on what the rest of his office looks like, I feel like.
Mostly immaculate, yeah.
Oh.
It's very out of place that he has his coffee cup tipped over next to his printer.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure if I would say anything or not.
Well, what's your gut telling you? Imagine it right now.
If I didn't like him, I wouldn't say anything.
Yeah, my gut's probably no. I don't think I would say anything.
Yeah, I just don't give a shit about this guy.
I don't give a fuck about this guy's. You know what? You're right.
You just be telling everyone 2 weeks later.
You
be telling your bros
shit.
2 weeks later.
It depends if I'm in a good mood or not.
Yeah, if I'm feeling helpful. Dude, that's the worst, too, because the only time you're going to do it is if you're feeling helpful. And then you just shit in your wide open mouth, dude.
But you wouldn't do that out of habit?
What?
Like, if you had a spilled coffee cup
not
in your area or saw it. So, let's say you're just, like, in the break kitchen and that shit's tipped over. You guys probably wouldn't say anything.
No.
Not because of the condition of the break kitchen.
Yeah, the break kitchen. It belongs there.
Yeah. It's, somebody else obviously put that there for a reason. I'm not going to touch it.
Which is this paper coffee cup I saw. He put it there for a reason. And that was to get people. Mm-hmm. And I got caught.
Thanks, guys. Yeah,
George Foreman Grill.
Oh, man.
All right. Dude. Anyone you knew or you?
Me.
You own a George Foreman Grill? Tell us about it, bro!
In fact, I should probably
get Richie Rich.
No, let's start off with this. Give me like an honest review of the device. Like your experience with using a George Foreman Grill. And I think people that have or had George Foreman Grills or early versions would totally agree with what you're about to say.
It's fucking good, dude. I mean, especially when you, if you want to do something like
I thought you were gonna zag. You zigged when he thought you were going to zag.
That's how it works.
Hey, that's fine, dude.
I love the George Foreman grill. Because what I used to do, and I try to do still to this day, is I buy a big thing of chicken thighs from Slam City
grocery
store.
You still use your George Foreman grill on the
rack? I don't have it. It was actually my roommate's, and I just kind of like used it and destroyed it. I just cook a whole, but like maybe like 10 chicken thighs on the George Foreman.
For the week.
For the week. I'll put
all
it in
together,
a Tupperware.
It's that big? It's one of those XLs?
No, chicken thighs are small. But,
but how many are you loading up on the George Foreman?
You said 10.
Yeah.
So, and then I put them in Tupperware and bring them to work. And that's very convenient.
Yeah. Healthy and affordable.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see the grease just roll off?
The grease.
Yeah, let's talk about the grill marks and the grease catcher.
The grease catcher is good, but I kind of want that grease back. I don't like the fact that it's tilted and it's taking away my grease. Bullshit. I want that grease.
Just give me that grease stove.
Grill factor. Is. Like comparing to actual grilling, where you at?
No, I mean, it's just like convenient.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can do it inside.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's no different than pan searing, you know?
Road. And also, if you're just trying to make a panini, dude, how else are you going to make a panini? You're going to get your own.
Are you telling me the George Foreman grill is simply a panini press at a 15-degree angle?
No, because you can do more with it. It's not just a panini press.
What else does it do?
You can cook chicken on it.
Oh.
And you can cook weenies.
Weenies.
You can even cook a steak on there if you have no class.
Been there, bro.
I mean, a sirloin steak's perfectly fine on that
bench.
Yeah, you only got to nuke the outside.
You can make like a hamburger patty with bacon around it.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Like a filet mignon.
Is that what the...
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom used to do that.
Like, oh, did no, she really? A fucking chopstick filet mignon?
Hey, but the George Foreman grill is hella convenient.
Yeah.
Ground beef mignon? Is that what mignon?
I mean, what do you mean?
With bacon?
It was a mignon, though.
Is mignon just a region? 20. Yeah, I know, but the mignon part is the bacon wrap is what I'm assuming.
Okay.
Because it's filet mignon. I think that's just
filet mignon is a kind of steak.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay, so it is just bacon-wrapped filet mignon.
Yeah.
It's just bacon-wrapped hamburger, then.
Then they make hamburger out of filet?
They can.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
That'd be wild.
You can make hamburger.
I bet it wouldn't even taste...
That's not fatty enough.
Yeah.
You can make it out of long people.
Long pig!
Tell me about this people hamburger.
Yeah. I said you can make hamburger out of people. I mean, out of anything.
Yeah.
Is it like the Whopper? If you had to pick a fast food restaurant that would most taste like human hamburger, which fast food restaurant and what burger would it be?
Wait, which one currently tastes like the most like human hamburger?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to elect McDonald's. The Quarter Pounder. Wow. How rich that burger is. How crafted and how top of the line of the meat that you're getting because it's McDonald's,
right.
The biggest buyer of beef.
So the tastier the burger, the more human it tastes?
Well, it just depends on how what you
tastier,
think human tastes like.
How it interacts with your own chemistry.
Well, I think human tastes like ham, so it'd have to be some kind of like a
hamburger.
A ham sandwich more.
Oh, clearly.
A sandwich. A ham sandwich.
Yeah, it's like more like a
honey-baked
spam-wich.
Ham. Honey-baked ham.
Yeah. You're going Spamwich. He's going Spamwich.
Spamwich, that's probably exactly what a fucking human tastes like.
I bet it tastes better than that. I bet it tastes like I think it tastes like a tough pig, dude.
But you're grinding it up and forming it.
Yeah, I guess so. That's probably the better way to...
Humburger.
What do you think?
Humburger.
Humburger?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think? What fast food restaurant? Is it Fuddruckers?
When was the last time you went to Fuddruckers?
I don't think there is a Fuddruckers anymore, is there?
I don't know.
You can say years. It's been years!
I mean, decades is more accurate.
Dude, when Slam City got a Fuddruckers, we were in fucking hog heaven.
There was a line out the door.
Yeah, man.
Isn't that wild?
It was a pretty good burger, dude.
The bread was good.
I hated their system.
The bread was good.
It was generic as fuck.
And you could have as much nacho cheese as you wanted.
Exactly.
As much nacho cheese as you wanted.
It
you
like
always
a Red
got
Robin,
too much.
You could have as many fries.
No, it's just on a pump.
The fries?
No.
Robin.
The fucking nacho cheese.
Come.
So in a, so in a sense, yes, it was my cheese.
Yeah. Yeah, the nacho cheese?
No,
course.
It was my cheese.
What? Oh, okay.
It's nacho cheese.
Damn.
No rim shot.
Damn.
Damn.
He made it through.
In silence.
Sitting it. You're a Make-A-Wish kid.
Yes.
And your wish is to be granted. First, what are you diagnosed with?
AIDS.
Leukemia. Yeah, you were born
I got
with AIDS.
Kids AIDS, dude.
You're 4 years AIDS? Old and you've survived.
Yeah, and
AIDS.
Guess what? I got it from fucking ass. Okay, I didn't get it from being born with it. I didn't get it from an accident with a needle. I got it from being a fucking
he
nasty little boy, dude.
He chased it.
I chased it. I said, I'm gonna get that. I'm gonna get that bug.
So he's dying of AIDS. Arthur's got leukemia, which is like blood AIDS.
Monkey's out of the bottle, man.
It's blood cancer, right?
Yeah, but it's not AIDS.
Yeah, well,
yeah, but AIDS and cancer are
pneumonia is lung AIDS.
COVID, what's COVID?
A sprained ankle is ankle AIDS.
Diabetes?
Yeah, dude.
Diabetes. That's what you're getting. Sugar AIDS. Sugar AIDS. It's not even kidney AIDS. It's just sugar AIDS. I got AIDS inside of my sugar, bro.
Man, if you call diabetes sugar AIDS, people would like really calm the fuck down on sweets, you know?
Yo, calm down. You're going to get that sugar AIDS.
Oh, sugar. Yeah. I put AIDS.
Super AIDS is different, man.
Yeah. Sugar AIDS.
Burrito, what are you dying with?
What is that one that the commercials are always for? Mesothelioma.
Damn, dude, you're getting fucking asbestos lung cancer.
Man. Not only are you going to die of AIDS,
your family going to be rich.
You're talking about mesothelium AIDS?
Uh-huh.
AIDS in your mesothelium?
Yeah, you got AIDS of the mesothelium, buddy.
Your plural.
Yeah, your plural's got AIDS, too. They caught it from the mesothelioma.
Your plural.
Your plural plaques.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
You ever
your
hear
plura,
them?
I meant.
Your flora. And your fauna got AIDS.
Wait, did you say plural?
Plural.
P-L-E-U-R-A.
Is that your lung lining?
Plura. Uh-huh.
You guys got way too anatomical.
I'm dying of HPV.
Really?
Like, yeah. How did you get it?
As a child, too.
How'd you get it?
Oh,
were you born with it?
No, I'm fucked
up. Dude. Yeah.
I said, give me that bug. Yeah,
me and Jim he was sticking dirty needles in his dick.
I said, give me that bug.
We earned it, dude.
All right.
We put in the work.
Although we can't tell them because you get disqualified if you purposely get a disease.
Really?
Yeah.
Where does it say that?
It just rarely happens, but it's in the fine print.
Oh, for Make-A-Wish?
Yeah, I'm
like
just...
if you try to defraud Make-A-Wish?
I'm just saying that if you purposely get AIDS...
Hey,
then,
we're past this discussion.
Then John Cena's not coming.
Exactly. Yeah.
John Cena's done more Make-A-Wish than anybody else in the world.
Yeah, what's he hiding, dude?
What's he hiding?
You can't see him.
You know who else did a lot of stuff for kids?
Michael Jackson,
but also, what's that guy? Fucking
Epstein. Jared?
No, well, no.
Jared. Jared.
He did quite a bit. Jerry Johnson.
Jerry no. Sandusky. Oh.
Sandusky.
So he did a lot of stuff. I'm saying that Cena's the next Sandusky.
Help my rotting God. Brain. But what did Sandusky do again? It was like Boys in the Shower, right?
Boys in the Shower.
Yeah, okay. Boys in the Shower.
Monkey's out of the bottle.
But if you hear him talk, he is a little bit of an R.
A charmer? Oh.
No, he seems like a little baby boy, dude. Jerry. It's a Michael Jackson syndrome, dude.
What is this?
I like football.
Like Mickey Mouse?
I mean, he was just like a hokey old dude.
Okay, that's what it was.
Fuck kids in the butt.
Yeah, I don't like that. If you're going to be a hokey old dude,
it's fine.
Keep it there. Make it stop there.
There's a period after dude.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, so what are we doing? Oh, yeah, you're a Make-A-Wish kid. I have AIDS, and your wish is going to be granted. You're asking me what my wish is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Well, I'm already a nasty little bitch.
Some more bottom?
Man, nah. Well, I think maybe I've gotten, like, kind of, like, zen now that I know that I'm dying.
And
I'm kind of done with fucking people.
Well, because everybody knows you have AIDS, too.
And butt sex just bores
it limits
him.
Your That's opportunities.
True. I got to join an app of only people that have AIDS.
I bet there is.
There absolutely
I'm
is.
I'm sure there's a community.
And there's one for herpes.
Yeah, and if you have herpes, don't join the AIDS one until you get AIDS.
Yeah, don't join
but
the
if you
gun.
Got
just
AIDS,
wait. Just be patient.
If you got AIDS, are you joining the herpes one?
No, I mean, you shouldn't.
Can I throw the name in the hat for
yes.
this AIDS website? It's or AIDS hookup website.
Uh-huh.
It's Got Bugs with a Z. Got Bugs.
Got Bugs?
Yeah.
I was just going to go with AIDSHookup.net.
No,
that's way too fishy, man. People aren't going to click on that.
Chaser. C-H-A-S-R.
Chaser.
No, you don't have
Oh, shit.
Chaser.
Love it.
It's not just for... No,
it's
this
not
implies
AIDS.
That it's not for people with AIDS. It's for people that are looking for it, dude.
Right.
Hey, I mean, there are people on there with AIDS. You got to have some people. Otherwise,
yeah,
what are the
wish come true from Wish a Kid.
No, those are the chasees. It's like the women on Tinder.
Okay.
They're the Tindies.
Oh, right.
You guys are really onto something.
Chaser.
Yeah.
They deserve
chasers.
A chance too, right?
Yeah, they want to feel wanted.
For random hookups?
People got bugs.
Yeah, they like
the
sex.
Bug.
Obviously.
Obviously.
No, they could have gotten it from a dirty toilet seat.
Oh, yeah. We're really
dirty
believing
needle.
That, Ted. Ted, we don't believe you.
Born with it.
I knew a guy that died of AIDS when I was a kid.
Wow. I knew a guy that died of AIDS, too.
Oh, I think we've talked about this. We're in reruns now, dude, talking about our AIDS friends.
AIDS stories, yeah. AIDS friends.
I don't know, dude. I guess maybe.
I bet
the couch is covered in AIDS.
I would make Robert Zemeckis make a Back to the Future 4, and I would be in it.
That's pretty good.
That's a big wish.
As baby Marty McFly
with AIDS.
With AIDS. Yeah.
I'm like, look, I have some perimeters for your screenplay.
Yeah.
You have to have me as your main character, and I have AIDS.
But then you go back to the future, and you unfuck the butt.
Shit. No.
You lose the
butt.
You
always fuck the butt.
No, you unfuck the butt, and then you go back, and everything's getting all fucked up, and you're like, all right, I got to go back and fuck that butt.
Oh, yeah, that is the twist. That's like the kind of the thing at the end. I have to make a decision if I want to save the world by getting AIDS again.
Yeah.
Yeah, burning the almanac in a situation is getting AIDS again.
It's burning the almanac. It's like, bro, I got an STD test. Wild. I burnt the almanac. I got them all.
That would be a hard one to explain. You'd have to show them this whole episode and listen to it to understand, that analogy.
If you're going to tell somebody you have AIDS, I mean, it deserves to be a long conversation.
AIDS with a Z?
Oh my God, dude! You're always trying to make AIDS cool. You're always trying to reach out to Generation Z, trying to get AIDS cool.
Generation Alpha.
So if Chaser is taken, we could just get gotbugs.com.
Yeah, we can get gotbugs.
Gotbugs.com with a Z.
Yeah.
.com.
But that goes to Chaser. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it chases it.
Yeah.
All right, Burrito. What's your make a wish?
Ooh. Well, I was gonna say I wanted to be in one of those little Marvel movies. Then Brian said he wanted to be in Back to the Future, and now I just sound like a chaser.
Dude, being in a Marvel movie makes more sense. Robert Zemeckis has vowed to never make it Back to the Future 4.
Oh, I see. So mine could come
true. Yeah, yours could happen.
Yeah.
Would you be Batman?
Batman?
It's a DC movie.
Batman? Yeah, I know. That's what I said.
Yeah, you know what? I guess I'd go be in one of the DC movies, but that would just be so sad because they're all so sad.
It would be sad.
Yeah. If I was the director, I'd be like, Burrito, look, you got to stop smiling. Like, you're such a happy guy. You got to stop. I understand you're having a good time. You're happy to be here.
We're happy to have you.
We're happy to have you, but...
But I got
to
remind you.
You're dying.
We're in the DC universe right now.
Wait, what was his...
And you're dying. Oh, yeah.
What was he dying of?
What are you
dying
of?
Oh, sugar AIDS.
You don't have any feet. And you're still smiling.
So CG him as, like, floating all the time because he got feet.
Damn, dude, a blind little feetless.
Hey, you are blind too.
Wow,
you're just Professor X.
This segment is cold, guys.
Why?
Just so I sugar talking AIDS? About make a wish and sugar AIDS.
You brought this in.
I know, man, but you guys took a dark turn here.
I don't know how.
What do you think the
I
show
don't know
is?
How make a wish was gonna be anything but.
Did you want this to be an inspirational segment?
Yeah,
yeah, man.
I'm dying of a broken heart.
I'm dying of leukemia. My wish is for world peace. Okay, get the fuck out of here, dude.
I'm dying of not AIDS. My wish is to go to Disneyland with John Cena.
Cure sugar AIDS.
Cure sugar AIDS. That's
cure
a sugar
AIDS.
When is like Diabetes Awareness Month? Because we got to make this thing. Sugar AIDS campaign.
LLC. Fuck.
Sugar AIDS campaign.
Yeah,
LLC.
Non-profit.
A 501c3 sugar AIDS campaign LLC.
Damn.
I like it.
Do you think people get into it?
No.
No. I think we're offending diabetes people and AIDS.
And people with AIDS.
And Slam City.
No, I think kids would get into it. And maybe we could stop juvenile sugar AIDS.
That'd be dope to have like cartoons and stuff for like 30-second commercials with like rhymes and shit on top of it.
Also, AIDS is cured now. I think people would think it's cool. They're like, yeah, I got sugar AIDS.
Yeah.
Because diabetes is worse than AIDS now.
It's no longer a pandemic.
Yeah, if your kidneys fail, then you got dialysis for the rest of your life, which is not a long time.
Yeah, so I think it's fine.
Gemini Jackson, your wish?
Oh, to go to Disneyland with John Cena.
Damn.
You can't see that.
Mine's the only one that's going to get filled. Y'all stupid ass want illegitimate movies.
You're going to shave your damn face? You try to pretend?
Easily forgotten.
Oh, you're a kid.
I'm a kid, dude.
Sorry.
And what'd you want?
Leukemia?
No.
What's your wish? My wish.
Can you all like cure leukemia? You?
Does that have to be a realistic wish, or can it be just like any
This
wish?
Guy wants fucking Back to the Future 4.
Yeah, Zemeckis ain't letting it happen, dude.
I don't know. Time travel?
Okay. Yeah. Everyone's just copying me, huh? Except Gemini.
We're just taking all the elements of your idea and just piecing it out to the best parts.
How much do you think we could hijack a Make-A-Wish for?
Like, what do you mean hijack?
You get wind that a kid gets a Make-A-Wish opportunity.
Uh-huh. And he wants to meet
his like,
most
hey, I'm gonna give you $100,000. No, I'm going to give you $100,000.
Just to drop it like that?
If you say you want Zemeckis to make a Back to the Future 4.
What, on Instagram or something?
No, the kid who gets a Make-A-Wish, he gets like his screen time, and
you're
they're asking, what do you want?
Yeah.
I want Robert Zemeckis to do Back to the Future 5.
Aww.
He fucks it for you at the very last second.
Wait, why?
Bullshit!
Because he's a kid.
Oh, five?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm sure they would just say, you mean four?
That's the host, the co-host. Like,
do you mean four? You stupid little kid.
You stupid little bitch.
And then you put it back on him.
Who put you up to this?
Four.
Your parents ain't seen none of that fucking money, Jimmy.
Only you jackasses caught that. Most people be like, oh, that's so cute. Little five fuck up.
Four. Testosterone treatment not linked to short.
Wait, you missed one.
Oh, did I?
You want to throw $100
out the window? Oh, man threw stacks of Hummer dollar bills out of his car window.
Tell
in a wild
tonight.
Show of generosity and probably mania.
Oh, yeah. It's probably a little bipolar.
So, homie took out all the money from his account and just started throwing it out of the window.
All $400. These four little pieces of paper just came
it's his life
out the window.
No, do you know what? Did you read the whole thing?
Not his bank account.
We're broke.
His family's.
His family's.
Yeah, it was $400.
His family says he drained their bank accounts, leaving them broke. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is fucked.
How it's much bad. Was it?
100, oh, I don't know.
$100?
$200,000? I think I saw another headline that said $200,000, unless it was a different...
That's wild. Who's giving him $200,000 in cash?
They're not. He drained their bank accounts. Access? That's the question.
You can't just go to the bank and say, give me $200,000 in cash.
He might have saved it up. He might have done $10,000 at a time. He might have been planning
for
this.
Wouldn't his family know?
Right.
Because it's a shared account.
Right. If only one of us read this story.
I don't think they're going to dive into that. It's like, why don't you guys like check the accounts if he's only taking $10,000 at a time?
It's a good question.
This is the comment section.
That'd be my first question.
Yeah. As a high quality journalist, you're grilling this family that just lost their life savings.
Yeah. Why are you fucking dumbass?
Hey, do y'all think about maybe like putting it in a savings account?
You dumbass. Is that Gemini's fart?
Yeah, it is.
Ooh, neato.
Hear it in stereo. Hey, that's a sad story. I don't have anything else. He was looking to bless people, so he's just hurling cash out.
Oh, Robin Hood.
Where's I-5? Is that California?
I don't think so.
Robin in the Hood, dude.
It's on the other side?
I don't know how these numbers work, man.
I-5? It's West Coast.
Yeah, West Coast, right? Yeah.
It's a Mick. Colin Davis McCarthy. I think he's a white, in case anyone was wondering.
Oh, his family's asking for the money back. Just heads up.
Oh, so he's like, they're putting out an all points bulletin that says,
if you found $100 bills on I-5,
reason you were driving down the freeway and you found.
I might return it.
Yeah.
If I happen to see this story.
Bullshit. And you gathered $5,000 in cash.
I would return $3,000.
But check me out.
Finder's fee.
So he pulled out $200,000 and they opened a GoFundMe and he actually has like $450 in there right now.
Oh, dude, is this a scam?
So where are you at with
giving back that money? Smart.
No, I'm not. Oh, this is hypothetical meta-analysis.
Well, I mean, maybe
before we get to the real.
Maybe some of it is actually from people who picked the money up, so they're just actually getting some of the return back. That's what I want to believe.
Monkeys out of the box.
Also, they doubled up their cash.
Yeah, I wouldn't give it back if they doubled their cash.
But say you didn't know and you already gave back the cash.
I feel like a fool.
God. I would feel like a fool.
Yeah, God!
I would go back and be like,
excuse me.
So I see like y'all doing good.
Yeah, can I have my money back?
I feel like I left $5,000 here the other day.
Oh, you found $5,000 of it? It was like in a bundle or something?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
No, he just saw a trail and he went and picked up $5,100 bills.
Yeah, I was walking on the side of the highway because I'm broke as fuck.
Oh.
And this was your come up.
You hear that thunder, everybody?
Thunder!
Thunder rolls.
I was thinking AC/DC.
In the lightning strikes. I was thinking of Garth because I'm always thinking of Garth.
Brito, let's get into meta-analysis real quick.
All right.
Testosterone treatment not linked to short, medium-term cardiovascular events in men. Tell me about it.
You guys gave me
homework.
Two
homework assignments.
Did we?
Two articles.
Well, did you do them?
That perfectly illustrate why statistics is important.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tell us about it, Brito!
All right, this first one is a meta-analysis, which you all kind of refuse to believe me when I tell you what an actual meta-analysis is.
Oh, so this
is an actual meta-analysis?
Oh, so this is a fake meta-analysis,
is
what you're saying.
This is a real meta-analysis.
No, I don't believe you!
Wait, so this is not a hypothetical meta-analysis then, right?
No, this is a real
Okay, so what we do is a hypothetical meta-analysis then. By that logic, if this is not a hypothetical meta-analysis, then what we do is...
So this is a hypothetical meta-analysis of
it's
a meta-analysis.
False equivalence.
Tell us about it, Brito.
They take a bunch of studies that had small sample sizes and kind of pool their resources and try to estimate what the effect size... What the effect size would be had they all had one big sample size of all of these studies happening at once, you know, as like one big study, right? And so they're looking at, what is it, testosterone treatments, and they found that it's not linked to short or medium-term cardiovascular events in men.
Do you have low T? Do you want to fuck your woman better?
Tell me about these events.
Well, this says in men with hypogonadism. So it's,
shit. Small ball.
Small balls!
Small ball.
Testes that aren't working anymore.
Oh!
Yeah, small ball. Or without ball completely.
Yeah! I think there was like a little... obviously, small both ball. Of these studies are slow behind paywalls, so I'm not going to actually go and read them. But
no! All you need is right here! It's a fucking hypothetical meta-analysis!
Wait, you didn't email... Hold on, you didn't email the study author to get a free copy?
Yeah, like he would have given you the white papers linked to his Git Science or whatever it's called.
Yeah, they just hit you with the Git link.
There was like a little...
synopsis?
No, there was a little picture in there that said that the prevalence of CV events was like 7.5% in the testosterone treatment group. And
what is CV?
Cardiovascular.
And 7.2% in the placebo group. So that's statistically significantly...
insignificant.
It's not a significant difference between those two.
So wait, why
are they worried that testosterone is going to cause cardiac events? Is that what they were testing for?
Yeah. So
like people who take testosterone...
Yeah, exactly. There was a fear that taking testosterone as a treatment would lead to some cardiovascular events.
Right. So if I want to inject some testosterone, I'm straight good. To the it's kind of healthy.
Testosterone.
Well, they didn't test whether or not it was going to do anything. It was just saying...
Just for CV in particular?
Yeah. So they've got two groups of people. One of them had the treatment.
I hear it gives you swollen cock syndrome, though. Where your dick boners? Gets hard.
One yeah, group boners? Got the treatment, one group didn't, and yeah, they both had the same amount of CV events in both of those. Yeah.
SES, though, yeah, dude. I mean, that's what it's all about. If you're fucking ladies in their 20s, dude.
Yeah, you got to pop these. You got to go to Blue Chew.
You got to go to Blue Chew, and you got to do the testosterone.
I'm getting ads for Blue Chew now.
Really?
I don't know why.
Well, because you're in the podcast game, dude.
Oh, wow. What if they asked us to do a sponsorship? Would you do it?
Blue Chew for sure.
No, but you have to eat it on camera.
Why do I have to do that? That's their stipulation?
That's their stipulation.
I mean, you can eat it. You'd be popping the boners later anyways. It's not like it works right away.
You would do it?
That'd be a funny bit for the podcast.
Yeah. And then you'd have to call your doctor because 4 hours has lapsed. You still got a raging heart on.
Yeah.
Speaking
damn
of
it, Blue Chew.
Speaking of fucking ladies in not their 20s.
Oh, nobody's talking about that, dude.
Who's talking about that? What fucking pervert is talking about that?
The other study here. Okay, so this first study, it seemed fine. Meta-analysis, obviously you're increasing your confidence in what you found. But this other one, sex after menopause doesn't need to hurt. And there is a bonker statistic.
Doesn't have to.
But it can.
It says between 13 and 84% of postmenopausal women
experience vagina pain.
Yeah, during
but
sex.
Between 13 and 84%.
That's a wide berth, right?
Would you say that that doesn't really describe anything? Would you say that it does?
Yeah.
It does a poor job of describing what it's talking about.
It's like the middle of the bell curve.
Well, let me break it down. These are the upper and lower bounds of, you know how when they say, okay, it's this number plus or minus this percent. So you're talking about a margin of error.
Yeah.
What is this, amateur?
Their calculated percent here is 48.5%. So when they asked their people, it says, okay, 48.5% of the people that we asked said they experienced pain. Okay. So that means plus or minus 35.5% is their margin of error. Okay. You can calculate a sample size. You can calculate the number of people that they actually asked if you know their confidence interval, right? So let's say kind of industry standards, a lot of people go with like 95% confidence intervals, right? So you want to say, okay, well,
I've heard of that.
I'm 95% confident that between these two upper and lower bounds, the real answer is in here. So if you wanted 95%...
What's the real answer?
The real answer is whatever it is in the whole population of all women who are postmenopausal.
That's deep.
Okay, so if you want to get a 95% confidence interval and get these numbers out of it, they asked 8 people.
Wow.
That's a bullshit survey, man.
If
bullshit.
You bump that up to 99.9% confidence intervals, then they probably asked around 22 people.
22?
That's a lot, dude. That's a whole classroom of kids.
To get that wide berth?
A whole classroom of kids. No, it's not. Classrooms are like 40 kids now.
I'm talking 90s numbers,
just ask
dude.
Ask more people before you fucking, like...
Oh, my
post your study.
God.
Before you post a study.
Damn,
you
should, Dr. Smartman!
Dr. Smartman, I found a name for your podcast where you talk about nothing except sex with after menopause. Menopods, dude.
Menopause. I bet there is also.
No! There probably is.
I'm sure there is a menopod.
Menopod.
Menopod, which is a podcast by women over 60.
So many misled women would download this and then realize it's hypothetical meta-analysis of burrito. What did I just download?
Menotalk.
Well, you know what, guys? Stop doing shitty science or Dr. Smartman's gonna fucking kick your ass.
Dr. Smartman's coming after you.
I'll find
you. Ask 40 people minimum. What's your minimum number that they have to ask before they get their ass kicked?
Oh, ask at least 100 people. Hummered? Jesus. Yeah.
A hummered. Minimum hummered. Five up your game.
You can find 100 postmenopausal women to ask.
Just go down the cool water.
But this creepy sex offender couldn't.
A cool river.
He can only walk up to 8 women in a bar and get the study.
Why are all these menopausal women in the bars, dude? They need to go home.
Cougar Town. Hour.
No, they don't. They ain't got a home to go to. The open road. Erectus caupo.
The fuck is that?
Tell us about the fat innkeeper worm, Gemini Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
He's fat.
Did you guys see pics of this thing?
No, man, describe it. It
looked like a dick.
Oh, I did
with
see
ball
that.
Attached. It got balls on the back and a dick.
Uricus?
I don't know if it's the head or the ball.
Uricus caupo is a species of spoonworm in the family whatever, commonly known as the innkeeper achurin, ichiurin, the fat innkeeper worm, because the tunnels often contain other animals or the penis fish. It's called the penis fish?
Yeah.
I see.
You know why?
Because it looks like a damn fucking penis.
There it is. I saw a news story where like 1,000 of these washed up on shore.
Oh, I think
in one area.
That. Yeah.
It's just a whole fucking low tide of dicks.
I got a question, dude.
A shore of dildos.
It might be inappropriate. Sure. Can you pickle these things and use them as dildos?
Yes.
I don't know why you would.
You can.
You can't.
I don't know that
you
can.
I don't know why
you'd
want
them.
I think
you
want to or have to pickle them first.
Are you
going
to? Yeah.
You're going to pickle them regardless.
This doesn't last longer, dude.
Irregardless, they're getting pickled.
With your ass! Doesn't it preserve it for a little while?
I mean, it also shrinks it and dries it out.
You gotta wait.
Hey, man, I don't need it to be that big.
Just stack them.
Yeah.
They're probably really big to begin with, and it's like.
They're,
you know,
10 inches.
Pool
too
long.
That's too big.
Some might say.
I took a Benadryl earlier. I shouldn't have.
Doesn't seem like a great play. Well, that was Double X Quantimino.
Double X Quantimino. It's in the game.
Julio Tejas Financial Advisors. When you gotta move some weight, why wait? Julio will help you diversify holdings. Flat rate, always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today or regret it tomorrow. Julio Tejas.
And this is the news.
News.
Trendy Raw Water. Trendy Raw Water. Raw Water. How do they say it?
Raw water.
Source, under bird's nest sparks diarrheal outbreak. You know what raw water is?
No.
Just water. Chicken fries.
Straight out of the lake, right?
Yeah. It's just water that they scoop and put in a bucket and they say, here.
Have some water.
It. Yeah, you look thirsty.
Bullshit.
You know what doesn't help with thirst? Diarrhea.
Yeah. Health officials would like to remind you that drinking untreated water is a bad idea.
Yeah, well, they ain't got fluoride in it, does it? Shit. I want to get my mind controlled or do I want to not have diarrhea? Well, a true patriot shits his pants.
Yeah. Do I want to shit my pants or become a gay frog? No thanks. Yeah.
Do I want to shit my pants or become a gay frog and shit my pants? Because I'm shitting my pants regardless.
Yeah. But on my terms.
On my terms, which is drinking water out of the fucking ground next to a damn chemical dump.
Oh, no. Raw water.
Police search for a group of suspects who stole 2 million dimes from a truck in Northeast Philadelphia. At first, I thought this was a human trafficking story, and I was like, how the hell did they get 2 million beautiful women?
Yeah, and why are they all hanging out with each other?
That one was for art.
Thank you. I love it!
Ah, dude.
You can't even get fucking like more than five dimes together, dude. That's too many dimes.
They'll rip each other's eyes out.
This is called Domino, man.
Yeah,
because then they have to start like figuring out
who's the dimiest of the dimes.
You open up the back of the truck, and this is so Quantimino Boobaget shit. It's and it's like a universe. No, it's just 2 million fucking dimes.
Oh,
man.
Wow.
And then Boobaget gets in there.
Boots, 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 boots. Damn. Boots, 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 boots. Who wanna suck some dick?
It's crazy. I would hate it because.
Who wanna suck some dick?
I'd be the only guy to be around 2 million dimes and not get one of them, dude.
Oh,
I'm excited. Not in this Quantimino, man.
Oh, I get some?
Yeah, no. There's
2 million!
They're
you're getting all the fat ones!
You're right. And they're outnumbered. Or,
you're outnumbered.
Yeah, exactly. So I become a little bit more valuable.
Yeah, just a little bit.
For the first time.
Hey, look at me now, Ma.
Dick is on the rise, dude.
Yeah, it's...
My dick is on the rise.
My God.
Innkeeper worm in the house!
Thank you, Blue Chew. Tennessee Air National Guardsman applied to be a hitman on a website and got arrested.
What is this, amateur hour?
Yeah, are you signing up for a profile on rentahitman.com?
At least it's .com. Well, you know, I would feel better if it was .biz.
Would you?
Rentahitman.biz.
I mean, how do you not know this is a Fed-made website?
It stinks of Fed. It stinks of Fed. I bet if you look on the fucking, in the footer, it says, this is a fake website set up by the FBI.
Yeah, man, it's too good to be true.
Yeah, in the fine print.
And it's, you click through to the privacy policy, yeah. It says, we ain't got no privacy, we're the FBI. You ain't got privacy.
They sneak it into the agree to terms.
No, they just have it big.
You know what?
Because that proves that
monkey's out of the bottle, man.
You cop.
They tried to not entrap you.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
you click
true,
through, buddy.
Yeah, it makes sense because they're like the best hitmen in the world, dude. The fucking FBI.
Yeah,
killing our damn president.
Absolutely.
How early did he have to get in on this website to get the handle Reaper?
I know, right?
Well, there's not a lot of people.
No, there's probably nobody else on this website.
There's probably no handles, and this is just what he posts as
his name. They don't actually make user accounts. It's just you put in your information, and then you get arrested.
Oh, you signed it, Reaper.
Oh, I see. Okay, I get it.
Well, the username is Reaper?
He said, Reaper, yours truly.
Posted by Reaper.
Because it would be better if he actually created a username that was like Reaper.
Reaper.
Are you going to ask us for a Hitman name?
Yeah, please.
All right, what do you got, Brian?
I was just thinking about...
Have a nice summer,
he's
comma,
like,
Reaper.
He's thinking, like, because she's so discord in our house.
So it's now. I'm the Reaper.
What was the question?
What's your hitman name?
Yeah.
Brian the Hitman Hart.
Love it!
Burrito. Montezuma's Revenge. Montezuma's Revenge, dude.
Montezuma's Revenge?
Yeah.
I like it.
I like it, but I don't like it.
Yeah, I know, right? You hate it, but you're ambivalent to it.
That's fine.
That's my name. It's
crying
ambivalence.
Crying Brian, dude.
Crying Brian? Yeah, so you're just a serial killer.
How about... I got it.
But it's like tears of joy?
How about Brian?
I'm
sorry, I have to do this.
Yeah. And then as soon as the life leaves their body, you like crack a big ass...
Yeah, I did have to do it.
What do you think? Brian may cry?
Brian may cry.
Yeah, man.
What's a pun with Brian? Isn't Brian like a pickle thing?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, shit. God, dude.
Penis fish Brian?
How about Brian Shrimp?
Oh, Brian Shrimp.
Yeah, man. Sea monkey.
Wow.
It's just more of a fun name. Why can't you have fun on rentahitman.com? I gotta be fucking gloom and doom?
Dude, it's all about
that's
addressing
your name.
Doom and
gloom.
Gloom.
Gloom and doom.
Gloom and doom is your name.
With an N? Gloom and doom.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You got fucking Avatar has tribal shit all over it.
Oh my God.
It's bloom and poon.
Hey, what are you blasting people with? Are you a sniper?
No, I'm not. Dude, I'm bloom and
poon. He's a knife guy.
Damn, that's a bloody hit, man. You got to put that thing in a bag.
What's yours?
I got to think about it. I'll take Gloom and Doom if he doesn't want
it. Yeah, go take it, dude. I'm doing fun bits.
I'm into it.
Mine was ambivalence.
I'm Brian Shrimp.
Nice, man.
It's
Brian
steeped.
Shrimp.
Brian Shrimp.
I hate that.
Brian Shrimp.
Yeah.
With a Y?
Brian Shrimp. Man dies after having sex using epoxy instead of a condom.
What the hell?
So he got two-part epoxy and he sealed up his dick hole. So
that is the dumbest shit.
He could still nut inside of his girl, but it wouldn't come out.
That's hardcore.
Well, it wouldn't even come out of his dick.
Right. Yeah.
It just goes in reverse.
It wouldn't even come out of his damn dick.
It would
dick.
Not come out of his
so
dick.
So you die if your cum goes back in?
You can, but I think it was a chemical reaction or something that expanded into...
That maybe he couldn't breathe.
He can't breathe!
Out of his dick.
That's his fucking his gill, dude.
Yeah, dude.
His gildo, dude.
Oh, his gildo.
Gildo!
Oh, yeah, it smells like fish in here.
Damn, dog. That's fucked up.
That is way fucked up.
I wish you would have read this story, dude. I'm interested.
I read a little bit of it. What do you want to know?
Good reaction.
Yeah. What do you want to know?
I don't know.
I was just hoping
it was J.B. Weld.
What?
Shit, for real?
No, I'm just kidding. It's not.
That's so hard.
That's kind of a deep cut, dude.
That could be toxic. I mean, the chemicals.
This is toxic.
Yeah, that's what happened?
Yeah.
It's poisoned. Got
it's surprising that it didn't do anything to her.
Well, it already, like, hardened inside of his cock.
It was like having a pebble stuck at the end.
Oh, okay. So he waited for it to harden. Yeah, that
to cure.
Sense.
He UV cured it.
Wow.
Sunning the old dick.
I bet it looked cool.
No, it's just inside the urethra.
It's
what?
It's like your dick hole's glued shut.
He sounded with it?
Yeah, he poured it in his dick hole.
I thought it was the whole thing. He just like covered his whole cock.
Oh, and it couldn't breathe?
Like, yeah, he just made a dildo of himself.
Gemini
dude.
Jackson, did you read the skin? Story?
I didn't read it. I lied about that.
Yeah, I think he just made a dildo of himself.
I think it went inside
his dick
hole.
I like this idea, though.
I think it was
super glued his dick hole shut.
Inside the dick hole.
But he would have to, like, somehow pry open his hole to pour it in. Like, he would have needed a funnel.
And he'd have to also urinate.
No,
because,
I mean, if
eventually. You
just dip your whole dick in it,
yeah,
there's a chance it leaks out the sides.
Okay.
Not if it's, like, down to the shaft like a condom.
And not if you do several fucking layers. You let it dry, you dip again, let it dry, dip again.
You got to wet sand in between. You got to do the resin. You got to wet sand. It's a 2-3 day process.
Yeah, but it's worth it. And then you die at the end.
Yeah.
Can you do, like, a rib pattern?
Sure.
For her pleasure.
Yeah.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Bubba Runner Bubba Gap serves you everything. Then the crazy one. Infinite calories for a not so infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite because the crazy one has
everything.
No substitutions.
No!
Don't give up your much earned cred by asking for no pickles and no onions. Bubba won't hold the mayo because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have
everything.
Next time you've got a craving for clout that will get your feet wet. Find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Bubba Gets.
I'm Bubba Gets, and I gets it, so get it. Dynamite.
You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito's always dreamed of being a Japanese gyoza chef. Despite not being Japanese and while excellent at getting his pot sticker stuck, he's still searching for that sweet release. So grab your favorite Dump Day dipping sauce because these headlines are plump. This is Burrito's Nippon News segment. Dump Day.
Yeah, what's Dump Day?
It's your birthday because that's the only time your wife lets you dump in her.
Oh,
shit,
my
is that
God.
What it is?
It's Dumpling Day.
Oh, mine's different.
What?
Yeah. I still, well, mine's not different, but I call my cum dumplings.
Open it up, so baby. Small. I got you your favorite.
I got your dumplings.
I got you your favorite pot stickers.
Oh, my God. Pot stickies.
There's an opening, apparently, for a gyoza chef. Kyoto police issue an arrest warrant in a 9-year-old murder of Japan's gyoza king.
Oh, they got the gyoza king!
They got him.
Oh, no.
Damn, cigarette butt DNA got his ass?
I didn't see cigarettes. I just saw butt DNA.
Butt DNA. He got by butt DNA.
Oh, no, dude, some nasty ass boxer
briefs.
He
left it in. He killed the dude and left it in because whenever you kill someone, their butthole just...
Oh, there's nothing like it.
Nothing
just
like
the
it.
The clamp, dude. The death clamp. Nothing like the
death rattle. And then they obviously vacate their bowels.
Oh, now we're talking.
After you pour cold water on them.
Dude, slow down, man.
So what happened, Rito?
They caught this guy.
There's this guy, Takayuki.
Takoyaki.
Takayuki. I don't work here anymore.
Takayuki.
Oh, my gosh. Takayuki.
Is his name important?
He was the president of the Osho Food Service, which is the parent company of Gyoza no Osho, which is a very popular gyoza restaurant chain. And he was known as the Gyoza King.
Damn!
Wow.
Yeah.
By his friends and family.
All
he
around
was 72
town.
Years old.
Should have just named the place Gyoza King.
9 years ago, he killed somebody, so he's 63.
But they didn't know who he was.
No. That was the dude who got killed.
Oh, the Gyoza King died?
Yeah.
Aww.
I killed him. Yeah. He got to work at 5:45 in the morning, as was customary. He got out of his vehicle and he was shot 4 times in the chest and the
stomach.
Damn!
How'd they get a gun in Japan?
I don't know. It's pretty rare, but I mean, man, they had a hit out on the Gyoza King.
What did he do?
You know the suspect in the shooting?
Yeah.
Who?
Was it a Gyoza rival?
It was Yukio Tanaka, a known member
AKA.
Of the Kudokai Yakuza organization based in the Fukuoka.
Ooh, Yakuza.
Damn, dude.
The mob killed him.
I bet the Gyoza King might have had some debts, dude. Some gambling debts. This little
he had a pachinko addiction.
Damn.
They got some DNA, some cigarette butts, and I guess finally found
they
who it was.
Him.
It's a 65-year-old guy.
By his butt.
Tanaka is 65 years old, and he's actually already in prison.
Surprise. You already caught me.
He's serving a 10-year sentence on a separate weapons possession and property damage charge. So
don't worry about getting up.
He's just
don't worry about getting up. Yeah, I figured he was already in the system because they had his DNA. So
yeah.
They fingered him by his butt.
Speaking of...
government overreach, dude.
Or a reach around.
This is too much government reach around. I am sick and tired of all this government reach around.
Speaking of reach around, teacher in Japan politely asked to use convenience store bathroom to jerk off. Gets arrested.
Haven't we done this before? Or is this a different one?
No, this is a different one.
They have a spate of this.
I don't understand.
Was the cashier a hot woman?
That's the only issue.
Yes, she was.
Oh, okay. So this is...
it's a sex thing.
But sexual harassment...
Okay, so usually in convenience stores, even though the bathrooms are not locked, it's considered polite to go ask if you can use it. And most of the time, people will just let you go. People don't ever say no. So this guy got a little bit more specific, though, when he asked the convenience store clerk, also Fukuoka City.
Oh, wow.
I want to masturbate. So would it be all right if I used the restroom?
Do you think he was sexually harassing a pretty young lady or...
A PYT?
Or was he just being like honorable about his intentions?
Maybe he was just being thoughtful. He also had a pack of condoms that he bought. And so we're assuming that
What was he going to do? Fuck the glory hole?
No, he's going to come to the condom. Yeah, he was going to keep his
mess
to a minimum.
This is the most polite fucking bathroom jerker I've ever heard of. He wasn't even going to come all over the floor, dude. Like I would have...
No, you would come in the sink.
Okay, no. So the first time, on the toilet paper. He did this, and
now you're pregnant in your butt.
I'm dirty talking the toilet paper. Mm-hmm. You dirty little bitch. Open up, bitch.
Why is there a hole in the toilet paper? You let everybody touch you, huh?
Yeah.
Dirty toilet paper, bitch. Tribute to the toilet paper.
People put their shit on you.
You just let anybody shit on you.
Anybody shit, man. You're a slut. Okay, go ahead. So sorry.
Obviously, the lady didn't let him go to the restroom.
Wait, this is a male teacher? Did I miss that part?
Cock block.
He is. He's also...
He's jerk off.
He is a teacher.
I hate when women say, I'm going to go jerk off.
You
is
hate
finger
it?
Blasting not jerking off?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Don't take
Well, what if they like, jerk off their clit?
That's cool. Yeah. I like that. All right, sorry. Burrito.
Throw ropes. Squirt, squirt,
so
squirt.
This was the second time he's made this request in the same month.
Because he got
so
away
is it
with
the same
the first
guy?
Time.
Two strikes.
I guess so.
Is this a follow-up story?
What was the giveaway? No. How did they know he was jerking off in the bathroom?
He said he was going to, dude.
Oh, I missed that part.
They placed him under arrest for...
That's the crux.
The police officers identified him and placed him under arrest for obscene conduct. He was also suspected of obscene conduct of an unannounced nature in a drugstore.
Bullshit!
Specifically?
So he does sound like a sex pest, perhaps.
Is that the specific law? Like they mentioned that this type of activity happening in a drugstore? Is that just the news story?
Obscene conduct.
Oh, you're saying
is
like,
it a multiplier?
On the books it says.
Is it a multiplier?
It's like, had he done this at a mall, he would get 5 years less.
Yeah. Obscene behavior in a drugstore.
Listen, our drugstores are sacred out here. You can't be jerking off
here. You treat our bathrooms with
it's
respect.
Against the law. Times two.
And here's the cherry on the top for Brian.
Oh, good.
Man, you brought cherries?
Butt cherries.
Maricinos.
He has since admitted to all three incidents, saying, there is no mistake.
Why are you bringing these stories, man?
There is no mistake in regards to these accusations.
Wow, okay.
Bullshit.
Which is the worst sentence a criminal can utter?
There is absolutely
no mistake in
no
these
arguments
in these accusations.
Oh my god!
What is this?
Yeah, if I were giving advice, that would be the precise opposite.
Yeah, every single word you just flip it around.
Yep, you
over there.
Yeah,
wasn't. Yes.
How crusty do you think this guy's bed sheets were?
His butt cheeks?
Oh. His bed sheets.
Oh, bed sheets. Okay.
Well, you probably wouldn't want to jerk off in these. Japan has successfully created bed sheets that feel like petting a cat. And they have
Why wouldn't I want to jerk off in
immediately.
This? Okay, you're right. I'm not jerking off in this because it'd be a hell to clean up.
How
but
much
I
are they first?
Fucking it.
Ooh.
That wouldn't be nice on your dick, dude. Are cats that soft? Yeah, soft. I guess they are pretty soft.
Apparently, imagine fucking on a polar bear rug.
It's supposed to be really soft.
Imagine fucking on a polar bear rug.
Well, because a bear and dogs, like, it can be kind of coarse.
Yeah.
Just imagine if one of those coarse hairs got in your pee hole, dude. If you're into sounding, that's great.
Mine's epoxied shut.
Okay.
Yeah, smart. It ain't getting in his pee
that's
hole.
That's smart, dude.
Yeah.
So is this a sex thing, Burrito? Is this one in the last story a sex thing?
Maybe. So
imagine your cat girlfriend on these sheets.
On your balls.
I like my cat girl to be a
butt plug.
Human.
The company has named it Necofeel.
My Careful. God, necophilia.
I'm a necophiliac.
I'm a necophiliac because I can't stop feeling this necco shit.
Necofeel, dude.
They've tried real hard to replicate the fur of the Russian Blue and the Scottish Fold breeds in particular.
Damn, are those your favorite burrito?
Yeah, what's your favorite strain of cat?
Yeah, strain.
They're the ones what's with your favorite strain of pussy? Ears.
The fold oh, man, over. What is my favorite strain of pussy? Tight?
Damn, dude.
Hairless?
You like the Mexican hairless?
Yeah, I like the blue-eyed hairless.
That's a type of cat, right?
Or blue-eyed hairless?
That's a dog.
Mexican hairless?
Yeah.
I only know Mexican vanilla. Or Mexican... Yeah, Mexican vanilla, which is vanilla with cinnamon.
Yeah.
Does that make... Like, do Mexicans taste like cinnamon?
Burrito, man.
Burrito, can I ask you that?
Yeah. Maybe.
Last time you tasted yourself?
Horchata?
Yeah, do you taste like horchata?
Yeah, tastes like horchata.
You taste like cinnamon milk?
Specifically, Vampire Weekend horchata. That's what he smells like.
I don't understand.
They have a song called Orchada.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it. The fans would know.
Call in.
Necofeel, we getting you a set of these sheets for your birthday, dude? How much are they?
They got a throw blanket that's around like $13. Then they've got like double
Dude, that's
bed.
Like just enough to what the double fuck up and fuck on? It.
Is this fucking from Japan Target?
Nissan?
Pissing
They're
with
pissing
Nissan?
What? Nissan?
Nissan? We're pissing with Nissan?
What? Are they a fucking conglomerate,
yeah,
dude?
Man, tell us about this.
Nissan. Is this Nissan LLC?
They make more than noodles?
Or is it Nissan?
Maybe. No, no, it's Nissan. It's a Japanese clothing and housewares company, Nissan.
It's like God's vagina.
It must be different.
Must be. Wait, yeah, there's a lot of Tough Guy Iron Company LLC.
What's that? Is this a tough guy?
Yeah.
Really?
No. I was just trying to think of a very common company name that's probably in use everywhere, like Sigma or something.
But what does Nissan mean, do you think?
It's probably something with Japan.
A family name?
Oh.
Exciting.
Maybe. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, the bigger mattress pads and stuff are, well, I don't know what that is, maybe like $50.
$50?
Yeah.
All right, happy birthday, man. You get to fuck a cat blanket.
Yeah, the last part of this headline where they said it's sold out immediately, I hate that.
Why?
Because it's just this buzz driver, right? So yeah. Why don't you just have this story about?
Why don't you just have it back in stock
and
release it?
Sold out. Let people find out and tweet.
I mean, this
about
is kind of an old article, so I mean, maybe they're. I can click
back
on
in
the
stock.
Link. Maybe I can.
Maybe
see
they've.
Back
maybe
in
they've
stock.
Skinned more cats this since then.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hang on.
Yeah.
You earned it.
All right.
Okay.
That's what it takes. That's what it takes. That was the show.
That was the show.
Last night, I awoke in a sweat, the cravings arising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly, her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent pancita, or where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidding desires? Then, I remembered Thickum Farms country bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, president and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm raise our triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest. All greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Thickum. Thickum Farms.
Thickum Farm Country Bacon is available at the Thickum Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! I said split! Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Is that too much?
Hit him up!